This is the brief on Conversational AI Watch, issue 134. Sponsored by Clinician Assist, this issue tracks how the rapid deployment of AI is crashing straight into real-world accessibility, security, and privacy failures. First, AI is failing to listen. Over in the UK, Quantum Loop AI deployed a voice receptionist named Emma so folks can skip doctor phone queues. Well, Emma speaks 17 languages, but totally blanks on broad Yorkshire accents. This leaves frustrated older patients and veterans just hanging up without booking. HealthWatch warns this could actually violate the UK's Equality Act 2010. You know, it's like building a high-tech digital ramp, but designing it to only work for specific wheelchairs. Second, XAI's Grok is failing at reading. For 2 months, Grok has leaked private user data through cryptographic context injection. Basically, if you ask Grok to summarize a sketchy web page, hackers hide encrypted instructions in there. The bitter irony here, Grok's own secure testing environment, the sandbox, actually does the decryption for the attacker, completely bypassing its own safety filters. Finally, a glaring privacy gap as AI starts watching us. Meta just shipped a Mac app with a window share feature, letting its AI see exactly what's on your screen. This dropped just 10 days after OpenAI's Sam Altman said screen-watching AI was still 6 months away. But notice the huge omission. Meta hasn't disclosed how long they keep your screen data, or if it trains their models. We're rushing to give AI eyes without asking where the footage goes. So, as AI moves from a simple text box to listening to our calls and watching our screens, the tech is clearly moving way faster than the safeguards.